Welcome to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Erin, pediatric sleep consultant and founder of The Happy Sleep Company. From cat naps to night wakes and regressions to teething, we cover all things baby sleep. With a passion for children's sleep, we're here to help tired families get healthy rest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today is a solo episode. You've just got me. No Q&A Tuesday, no guest episode today, just solo with you and me talking about dropping naps. How to drop naps, when to drop naps, which ages we see how many naps at. Let's talk about all those things. This is a question we get all the time, whether it is the parent of a 5-month-old wondering when to drop from 4 naps to 3, or it's the parent of an 8-month-old wondering when to drop from 3 naps to 2. It can be tough to figure it out, to see the signs, and to know how and when to drop a nap. So let's talk about that today. First of all, just consider that every baby's different. And so anytime we talk about scheduling and things like nap transitions, we need to consider that not every baby is exactly the same as the next. And anything you hear me or anyone else say might not apply specifically in that very moment to your baby, but it could still be that you watch for certain signs that your individual baby is ready to drop a nap. Watch for signs around the ages that I'm talking about, and maybe it's right on that age for your child. Maybe it's a few days earlier. Maybe it's a week later for your individual child. So just keep in mind, every baby's unique. Not every baby's exactly the same. But in general, what we're about to talk about is what works for a lot of babies in terms of transitioning from a certain number of naps to another certain number of naps and when to drop that nap. Newborns, let's start there. Newborns need tons and tons of sleep. And usually newborns are having sometimes like 4, 5, 6 naps in a day because newborns often only have short naps and they need to wake up lots for lots of feeds throughout the day. On top of that, they can't handle very much awake time before they need to be sleeping again. And that's really the key to why newborns usually need so many naps in the day. They can't handle very much awake time before they need to be sleeping again. We're going to talk a lot about wake windows in this episode and a lot about awake time and how much awake time your baby can handle and how that affects when they drop naps and how many naps they need in a day. So again, newborns, 4, 5, maybe some days 6 naps in the day because they can only handle about 45 minutes to an hour of awake time before they need to be sleeping again. So you can imagine if we're only giving them an hour of awake time between all of their sleeps, they need lots of sleeps in the day. Usually when a child turns around 4 months, we are seeing them on more of a 4-nap schedule. So normally a 4-month-old can now handle about 1.5 to 1.45 hours of awake time before they need to be sleeping again. And so we will often see that translate into 4 naps a day. Don't stress if your baby at this age, at 4 months, is still taking 5 naps some days. Also, don't stress if your baby manages to rock out 3 really long naps and only has 3 naps a day. This is where we come back to the idea of not every baby is exactly the same as the next. However, on average, lots of 4-month-olds are having 4 naps in the day. And this, again, is the key. How did we get to 4 naps a day for a 4-month-old from 5 or 6 for a newborn? We increased their wake window. Why did we increase their wake window? Because your 4-month-old didn't look tired anymore after an hour. Because you as a parent looked at your 4-month-old and said, I used to only do 1 hour of awake time before I'd try putting you to sleep again. But now you seem not tired after 1 hour. You seem like you need some more awake time to be tired enough to sleep. So now we're looking at 1.5 hours, 1 hour, 45 minutes of awake time for your 4-month-old. As you now increase all those wake windows throughout the day, inevitably, you don't have time in the day for 5 or 6 naps. You are generally at this age only going to have time in the day for 4 naps and then bedtime. So this is really the key that I want to start with in terms of answering the question, how do I know when to drop a nap? How do I drop a nap? In many and most instances, it's really about increasing your baby's wake window in the day as they turn certain ages and can handle more awake time. And then those end of day naps just start to disappear and turn into bedtime because you don't have time for that last nap anymore. So let's use another example. We've talked about newborns. We've talked about four-month-olds having four naps a day. Now let's talk about a five-month-old. All of a sudden, your five-month-old doesn't look tired with that hour and a half to hour 45 minutes of awake time that you were doing at 4 months. And now at 5 months, maybe we're doing 2 hours, 2.25 hours of awake time because your child seems to need that much awake time now in order to be tired enough to nap. Well, now that we've increased those wake windows again, all of a sudden we realize, I don't have time for a fourth nap at this point. By the time we finish three naps and have another wake window, it's actually an appropriate bedtime. Maybe we've landed on 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30, depending on how your baby's naps went that day. We've had three naps. We've had another wake window. Now the time on the clock is around 7 p.m. Well, we're not doing a fourth nap anymore. That's just bedtime. So again, you can see that that's how those naps get dropped, that we increase the wake window as your baby gets older, and then that last nap sort of fizzles away. Usually when your baby is around 7.5 to 8 months, they can once again handle more awake time, maybe 2.5 to 3 hours of awake time. This is when babies drop from three naps to two, because all of a sudden, hey, if we're doing 2.5 to 3 hours of awake time and our baby is having a couple of good naps in the day, we're not going to have time for that third nap anymore. So between 7.5, 8 months is usually when this occurs, sometimes a little sooner, sometimes a little later. Don't stress if it's not exactly at that 7.5 to 8 month mark, but this is often when we can increase the wake window enough that we now get on a two nap schedule. And that's how we go from three naps to two. One of the biggest changes that does happen with naps that you need to coordinate a little bit more for your child because it's a pretty big jump is now the transition from two naps to one. Today's episode of Sleep Cues is brought to you by Woolino, makers of the award-winning Ultimate Baby Sleep Sacks made with premium Australian Merino wool. Woolino products keep baby cozy and comfy year-round. No need to worry whether they'll be too hot or cold while sleeping. They'll always be just right. At Woolino, they are passionate about designing innovative, functional, and comfortable sleeping solutions for babies using the best fibers nature has to offer. They use merino wool because, quite simply, it's the finest and softest wool on the planet. It's exceptionally breathable, it's constantly renewable, so versatile, and altogether unmatched by anything man-made. Woolino cares about all the same things you care about. That's why their products meet the highest quality standards. Everything they produce is made with certified merino wool and certified organic cotton, and their snaps and zippers are free from nickel, lead, and phthalates. Woolino products keep baby perfectly cozy and comfortable, and that means a good night's sleep for baby, but also for your whole family. Use code THEHAPPYSLEEPCOMPANY10 at woolino.com and woolino.ca for 10% off your purchase. Very often children do best with two naps per day until they are around 16 to 18 months of age. Again, sometimes a little sooner. I've seen children hang on to two naps even longer, but often two naps to one happens around 16 to 18 months. But as you can imagine, the jump from a mid-morning nap and a mid-afternoon nap every day to now just having one nap around noon every day is a big jump. And that's one you may need to coordinate a little bit more. That one is about more than just slightly increasing your child's wake window and now dropping a nap. Now we're talking about really increasing your child's wake window. Because if your child is, you know, 16 months and is used to having a nap around 9:30 in the morning and another nap around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you've now decided they're ready to move to one nap per day, well, now they're going from a 9:30 nap to a 12 o'clock nap. That's a big jump. So this is one that might be a little bit trickier and that you might need to help your child ease into a little bit more. On our website, thehappysleepcompany.com, we do have an 11 to 18 month sleep guide that walks parents through sort of step by step a gradual way to get from two naps to one nap to ease your child into it. And Cole's notes of it is that we essentially increase
your child's wake window or their morning nap time by about half an hour every few days until we get to that noon nap. There are a bunch of more nuances around it that you might need to consider depending on your individual situation. But in essence, if your child is around 16 months and they usually go down for a nap around 9:30 in the morning, but they don't really seem tired enough for their two naps anymore, they seem like they're ready to move to one nap a day, what we might do is increase the morning nap time, push it to 10 o'clock for a few days. Get your child used to that. Still have an afternoon nap. Then after a few days of that, you might push it to 10:30 for a few days, and so on until your child lands at noon for their nap, and then you just stick with that, and now you've moved to one nap a day. But as you can see, that one can be a little bit trickier and require a little bit more coordination on your part than simply increasing the wake window a little bit as you've done to drop other naps in the past. And then finally, when we go from one nap to none, obviously that is also a bit of a jump and usually happens between 3 and 4 years of age. And you really want to make sure you feel like your child's ready for that before you jump into no naps at all. We do have a free blog post on our website about dropping from one nap to none. And we have another podcast episode on it too. But that one is really just you deciding we're not going to put you down for a nap anymore. You are either not even falling asleep for your nap and just singing in your crib for an hour every day instead of napping. And this shows to me at 3 years of age that you just don't need a nap anymore. Or you will nap, but then your bedtime is disastrous and you are not tired enough and you have all these antics at bedtime and all this stalling, or you're having night wakes that you didn't used to have. Okay, we're 3.5 years old, all that's going on. You probably don't need to nap anymore. You probably need to skip the nap and then be more tired for bedtime in that case. So that would be when we would drop from one nap to none. So those are sort of the ages and stages. Newborns, lots and lots of naps. 4-month-olds, we're usually on 4 naps a day. 5-month-olds, we can usually increase the wake window enough to get on a 3-nap day. 7.5, 8 months, we're increasing wake window again, and we're probably getting on a 2-nap day. We might need to make a few more nuances to that as the months go on and your child needs a little more sleep pressure but still needs those 2 naps. And then usually around 16 to 18 months, we're ready to just go down to 1 nap a day just after lunch every day. And finally, at 3 to 4 years of age, we drop that nap altogether, and we probably need an earlier bedtime at that point to just really combat any overtiredness as your preschooler is getting used to not napping. Remember to watch for the signs. I always tell parents to try to squeeze every last drop out of their current nap schedule until they're really, really certain that their child is ready for more awake time and to drop a nap. Because it's a lot harder to go backwards if you've dropped a nap and then realized it was a mistake and your child wasn't ready for it. You can do it. Don't stress. You can do it. If you decide we jumped the gun too soon and we need to go backwards, you can. But it's usually easier to just really exhaust all your resources and play around with scheduling a little bit if you're on the fence about whether your child is ready to drop a nap, about whether they're ready for more awake time. Again, it can be tricky to know exactly when your baby is ready for these transitions, but there are always certain signs we can watch for no matter your baby's age. So again, great to educate yourself by listening to podcasts like this or looking at our account on Instagram and the different information we have there about, on average, the age that a child is ready for this type of thing. But there are also just signs you can watch for in combination with your child's age. First, no tired signs. Your child is simply not showing any tired signs like yawning, eye rubbing, and that kind of thing after their usual amount of awake time or at their normal nap time. That is your first sign that your child might be ready for more awake time, and that might result in dropping one of their naps. Secondly, your child's taking a really long time to fall asleep. Your baby used to fall asleep really easily and consistently after a certain amount of awake time. Maybe they only took 5 or 10 minutes to fall asleep, but now they're consistently taking more like 20 or 30 minutes to fall asleep. They're doing a lot more babbling and talking in their crib. Again, you want to give it some time. This could just be a developmental milestone that your child is working through, and they're going to get to the other side and still be totally fine with their awake time. But if this has gone on for a week or so, and your child is at an age where it seems on average they would be increasing their wake window and they would need more awake time to be tired, then having them take a long time to fall asleep, doing lots of babbling in their crib that they didn't used to do, might be yet another sign that it's time to increase a wake window, and that might lead to dropping a nap. And if they're skipping naps, if naps are being refused altogether, if your 7-month-old is consistently refusing the third nap of the day, for example, or your 17-month-old is always refusing their second nap of the day, or your 3-year-old isn't snoozing for their midday nap anymore, this might be a sign that we're ready to transition out of that particular nap. For the 7-month-old, maybe they are ready now to move to a 2-nap schedule instead of having that third cat nap in the day. For a 17-month-old, maybe they're ready to drop a nap and just have one consolidated midday nap. For the 3-year-old, maybe they're ready to drop their nap altogether and just have an earlier bedtime. If they are skipping naps consistently, again, that's the key. It's not, you know, my baby skipped a nap 2 days in a row, so I'm going to drop a nap. I would give it a week or two of really persevering, working on it, again, squeezing every last drop out of those naps until you've really decided in a very confident way that your baby truly is ready to move to the next phase of napping, drop a nap, increase their awake times. That's really important. Again, we don't want to jump to something that may cause sleep debt or overtiredness. So just really try to have a look at all those signs. Again, not tired at the end of their current wake window, taking a long time to fall asleep, skipping naps. Look for those signs combined with your child's age to really determine if they seem ready to move on to the next stage of napping. I hope that was helpful. It's sort of a breakdown of how to drop naps, when to drop naps, what signs to look for. It's common that we have to go through these stages a lot, especially in the first year when we're going from 6 to 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 naps. And then again, once we are a toddler and dropping to that one nap, all of a sudden, finally, we're out of all those big nap transitions. And we get to just hang on to one nap for hopefully a year or two and really enjoy that one nap consistent schedule for a change without all those adjustments that happened in the first year. And we can just enjoy that midday snooze and then think about dropping the nap altogether in those preschooler months. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a mom or dad who might need some rest. Connect with us on Instagram at The Happy Sleep Company and check out our website, thehappysleepcompany.com, for loads of blogs, sleep guides, and information about how we work with families one-on-one to get sleep on track.